感谢神，今天是母亲节啊！我们先祝愿在座的妈妈们母亲节快乐。
Thank God, today is the Mother's Day, and here we wish all the mothers here Happy Mother's Day.
我们一起先来读几处圣经的经文，我们大家可以看到这个大屏幕，一起来读。
We will read some passage for today's message, and you can look at the big screen, and we read together.
我们看到，一起来读《箴言》十九章十八节起，趁有指望，管教你的儿子，你的心不可任他死亡。《箴言》十三章二十四节起，不仁用杖打儿子的，是恨恶他；疼爱儿子的，随时管教。《箴言》二十三章十三节。不可不管教孩童，你用杖打他，他不至是死。好，我们再一起来读希伯来书的十二章第六节到第八节。好，希伯来书十二章第六节到第八节，第六节起，因为主所爱的，他必管教，又鞭打凡所收纳的儿子。你们所忍受的，是神管教你们，待你们如同待儿子，焉有儿子不被父亲管教的呢？管教原是众族所共受的，你们若不受管教，就是私子，不是儿子了。感谢神，我们经文就读到这里，我们起来做个祷告。
Thank God, this is the passage. Let's pray together.
我们在天上的阿爸父，我们感谢你，赞美你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you and praise you.
感谢你把你的心意借着圣经的话语赐给我们。
Thank you, show us your will through the Bible.
我们也愿你赐下从你那里来的智慧，赐给我们每一个在座的母亲，也在座的父亲。
And we ask you that give your wisdom to us and each one of us here, mothers and fathers.
愿主的话语成为我们脚前的灯，路上的光。
May the word of God become the lamp of our feet and the light of our path.
我们这样的祷告，奉主耶稣基督圣名。
Such a prayer is the name of Christ.
Amen. 我们大家一起再来读一下《箴言》的十三章二十四节，大家可以看到这个大屏幕。
I want us to read again, once again, Proverbs chapter 13, verse 24, and you can see on the screen.
箴言十三章二十四节起，不忍用杖打儿子的，是恨恶他；疼爱儿子的，随时管教。所以圣经的经文非常清楚地告诉我们，爱和管教并不是矛盾的。
And if we look at this passage, the Bible made it very clear. Love and discipline is not conflict.
事实上，爱和管教是紧密的联系在一起的，是绝对不可以分开的。
As a matter of fact, love and discipline actually close, very closely tied with each other.
如果你爱自己的孩子，你就一定会管教他。
So if you love your child, love your children, and then you will discipline them.
如果你恨自己的孩子，你就一定不会管教他。
So if you hate your child, and then you will not discipline him, teach him or her.
圣经的教导是非常的非常的清楚，爱孩子跟管教孩子是绝对不可能分开的。
So Bible made it very clear, and love children and discipline children, they are tied together, cannot be separate.
好，我们再一起来读箴言的十九章十八节。
And I want to read again and Proverbs chapter 19 verse 18.
好，我们大家还是看到这个大屏幕，一起来读箴言十九章二十八节。好，箴言十九章二十八节，对不起，十八节起，趁有指望，管教你的儿子，你的心不可任他死亡。我们再来一起读一遍哈。
Let's read again.
箴言十九章十八节， 趁有指望，管教你的儿子，你的心不可任他死亡。所以这句经文告诉我们，如果我们不管教我们的孩子，我们就是任凭我们的孩子走向灭亡。
And this passage tells us that if we don't chasten or discipline our children, and then we actually let his or her go on destruction.
然后这里有一个很重要的话，就是趁有指望。
And there's a very important phrase here. This is why there is a hope.
这句话也就是告诉我们，可能会有一天没有指望了。
And this actually referred to that maybe sometime.There will be no hope anymore.
会有一天我们在没有办法管教自己的孩子了。
And probably there is some day that we're not able to chasing or discipline them.
会有一天我们做父母的眼睁睁地看着孩子走向灭亡，但是我们却无能为力了。
And there might that day that we watch our children to go to fall and destruction, but we can do nothing about it.
所以圣经告诉我们父母要趁着有机会的时候，还有希望有盼望的时候，抓紧这个机会，赶紧管教我们的孩子。
So that what Bible teach us is why there is a chance, there's still time, there's hope. Grab this opportunity and do whatever we can to chasing or discipline our children.
这里说你的心不可任他死亡，不可以的。
And basically, it made a very strong point. It said, your heart would not let set your child heart, set your heart in his, on his destruction.
所以这也就是告诉我们，我们所有做父母的没有权利逃避这个责任。
So basically, let's tell our parents, you don't have the right to escape that responsibility that entrusted to you.
不可以的。
You cannot do that.
绝对不可以的。
Absolutely not.
你必须要管教你的孩子。
You must chasten or discipline your child.
你不能说啊，管教孩子好痛苦，他也痛苦，我也痛苦。
You cannot say, oh, discipline chasing child is very painful, and he is painful, I'm painful too.
然后你也不可以说啊，我没有这个智慧，我不知道怎么管教孩子。
And you also cannot say, I don't have that wisdom, and I don't know how to discipline them.
然后我们就逃避这个管教孩子的责任。
And then we escape from that responsibility that entrusted us.
圣经说，上帝说，做父母的不可以这样。
And the Bible said, God said, as a parent, you cannot do that.
没有任何的借口。
And
you, 你不可以逃避管教孩子的责任。
You don't have any excuse, and you cannot escape from running away from this responsibility.
我们每一个人都是上帝所创造的。
Every one of us is created by God.
圣经告诉我们一个最最真实的事实，就是我们每一个人有一天会面对上帝，向我们的造物主要交账的。
And God told us a very, very, very essential truth that is one day we are.Have to face God, and where every one of us will make accountable to our Creator.
做父母的要为自己的孩子要向上帝交账的。
And as a parent, you are accountable for your children to God.
我们不能说哦，我们的孩子灭亡了，我们孩子堕落了，我跟我没有关系。我们来到上帝面前，我们没有权利讲这样的话。
Well, one day when we face God, we cannot say, "Oh, my children fall and go on to destruction." I have nothing to do with it. We don't have the right to say that.
因为圣经明确告诉我们，我们不可以任凭我们的孩子灭亡，我们不可以不管教我们的孩子。
Because the Bible made it very clear, we cannot set our heart on his destruction.
我们再来看为什么孩子一定要被管教呢？
And let's see why children has to be chastened and why has to be disciplined.
圣经告诉我们，我们每一个人来到这个世界上，我们都是带着罪性来的，我们都是亚当和夏娃的后裔。
And the Bible told us everyone will come to this earth. We are the descendants of Adam and Eve, and we are sinners.
我们每一个人生下来 我们心里就有罪性。小孩子是不是罪人？是的，小孩子也是罪人。
Even a little children, yes, they are sinner too.
不管教孩子，这个小罪人以后会变成大罪人。
If you don't chase and discipline, teach them, and then the little sinner will grow up a big sinner.
所以在诗篇的五十一篇第五节，圣灵感动大卫，代表所有的世人做出这样的一个宣告。
And in the Psalm 51, verse 5, and David, sort of like a representative of all mankind, he made this claim.
在诗篇五十一篇第五节，圣经这样说：我是在罪孽里生的，在我母亲怀胎的时候就有罪了。
And Psalm 51:5 is, Behold, I was brought forth in iniquity, and sin in my mother conceived me.
每个小孩子生下来都是带着罪性出生的。
So every children is born with sin.
一定要被管教。
And it must be taught and disciplined.
不管教他会变成大罪人。
If you don't chasten him, you will become a sinner.
不管教他会更快的走向灭亡和堕落。
And if you don't chasten him, discipline him, you will go to the path of destruction.
当我女儿还很小的时候，就是我把女儿带到教会，要希望教会给她施洗。
When my daughter was very young and I brought her to the church, I don't want the church to baptize her.
然后有弟兄姊妹就问我，哎，这么小，你让你的孩子受洗干什么呢
？And some brothers and sisters ask me, "Oh, she's so young. Why you let her to be baptized?"
后来我说，我愿意耶稣基督的血洗净他的罪啊。
And I said, "I want the blood of Jesus, cleansing her sin."
人家就笑我，你这么小的小孩子哪有什么罪呢
？And some people laugh at me, said, "With such a young." Child, where come from the sin?
我说他有的。
And I said, yes, she does.
因为他是罪人生的。
Because she was born of a sinner.
每一个人来到这个世界上，无论你看他是多么可爱的孩子，他是一个罪人。
Everyone come to this world, no matter how looks lovely, but the reality is he or she is a sinner.
他要被管教。
And she should be, he or she should be taught and disciplined.
奥古斯丁写过一本非常重要的书，叫《忏悔录》。
Saint Augustine wrote a very important book and called what's the name?
Confession.
Confession. Yeah.
奥古斯丁当他来讨在思想人性的罪的时候，他举一个什么例子呢？他举他自己的例子。
Saint Augustine, when he pondered at the human sin and he made an example of himself,
他没有举他生活中很多很多犯罪败坏的事情，他举他小时候跑到别人家里去偷梨子这件事情。
He didn't mention a lot of it when he was adult, a lot of corrupt deeds. He mentioned one thing when he was young, he went to other people's yard to steal the pear from their tree.
后来他发现，哦，原来没有人教我，我就会偷啊。
And he realized at that time no one actually taught him, but he knew how to steal.
然后他继续的思想，原来我一生下来的时候，我就是一个非常自私的人。
Then he continued to ponder this fact, and he realized, oh, when I since I born, I was a very selfish person.
因为当我刚生下来的时候，我只要一饿一渴，我就拼命的哭闹，我从来不管我的母亲是多么的疲劳。
And he said, when I was young, as long as I thirsty and hungry, I was just cried out and make a lot of noise. I really don't care how tired or my mother's situation is.
原来我刚生下来的时候，我对身边的人，我对周围的人没有一丝的爱，我所有的爱都在我自己身上。
And when I was born, all the people around me, this I don't have a very thin shred of love. All my love is on myself.
我想要的东西我就一定要得到，不给我我就拼命的哭闹，用我最大的能量去索取。
The things I just want it with all my strength, I want to get it.
后来他说原来每个小孩子都是这样的。
So he come to realize, of course, every child is like this.
小孩子很自私的。
And our children are very selfish.
小孩子有时候很残忍的。
And sometimes they're even cruel.
现在在学校里面， 大家看到很多这样的新闻，就是小孩子就是欺负他的同学。
And right now, like you see a lot of times in the news that children at the school, they bully their peers.
非常残忍的。
They could be, those bullies could be very cruel.
他们做很多事情，成人都不一定做得出来那么残忍的。
Sometimes they do something that will be even crueler than the adult can do.
那是他们的同学，每天在一起。
And because they appear, their classmates, they're together.
为什么？因为他们觉得我们小啊，没有法律可以制裁我们呢。
Why does this? They think, oh, we're young and no law will actually will control us.
让我们回到圣经。
If we come to back to Bible,
孩子是罪人。
And children are sinners.
必须要被管教。
They are to be chastened and disciplined and taught.
他不被管教，他会更快的堕落，更快的灭亡。
If they are not taught andDiscipline, they will become under the path of destruction.
圣经还告诉我们，这个时间是非常紧迫的。
And the Bible also told us this time window is very short.
趁有指望。
When you still have a hope.
这个指望会没有的。
And this hope one day will gone.
有一天你会管不了自己的孩子。
One day you have cannot discipline your child anymore.
我有一次我看到我的妻子对我的女儿就这样说。
One time I thought my wife say to my daughter,
就说你要顺服妈妈，你要听妈妈的话。
And I said you need to obey your mother and you got to listen to me.
我让你去，你就要去。
I want you to go there, you got to go there.
那有一天你长大了，妈妈推不动你，带不动你，怎么办呢？
And one day when you grow up and I'm no longer able to bring you and push you, what I do?
所以现在就要顺服，现在就要听。
So right now you need to obey and you need to listen to me.
那么圣经还告诉我们在箴言十三章二十四节。
And the proverb of 13:24 said,
不忍用杖打儿子的是恨恶他，疼爱儿子的随时管教。
And it said that he who spares his rod hates his son, and but he who loves him disciplines him promptly.
不管教孩子，或者准确的讲，不用非常严格的方式让我们的孩子记住这种严格的方式管教孩子，你是恨孩子。
Basically, the Bible says if you don't discipline your child, more specifically, you don't discipline child in a very strict way, then you are actually you hate your child.
我见过这样的父母。
I saw this. I haven't seen this type of parents.
很错误的父母。
It's a very wrong in terms of how to discipline their child.
他给所有人，你看我多么爱孩子啊！我孩子想要什么，我就买给他。
And I said, "Look, I really love my child, and whatever he or she want, I buy it for him."
我多么爱孩子啊！我从来不让我的孩子受委屈。
And I love my child. I never let him or her be in a misery.
我给他的都是最好的。
And I always give the best to him or her.
你如果从圣经看，你真的爱孩子吗？
So from Bible, that's a true love to your children.
你这是恨你的孩子。
This is actually hate your child.
你现在在孩子还小的时候，他想要任何东西，你就满足他。孩子长大了怎么办？
When he was young, he or she was young, you gave whatever he or she want. What about when he grew up?
当他发现这个世界，发现这个社会不像你这样的去对待他，他会怎么样？
When he finds this society world is not like the way that you treat him or her, what happened?
他会有产生很可怕、很可怕，无论是内在的，无论是外在的变化。
It will produce a very, very terrible type of a change in him or her, inside and outward.
有一件事情在他心里，这个孩子这样长大，他不知道感恩的。
And one thing, obviously, if you give whatever you want, the children grow up in this type of situation, one thing is they cannot be very thankful.
他一个不知道感恩的人是永远没有快乐的。
The person, if he don't know how to give thanks, he probably will never be happy and joy.
一个不知道感恩的人很痛苦的。
And a person, if he don't know how to give thanks and to be grateful, it will be very painful life to live.
所以我们不要恨我们的孩子。
So we don't want to hate our child.
我们要爱我们的孩子。
We want to love our child, children.
我们要管教他。
We want to chasten and discipline them.
趁还有机会的时候。
While there's still opportunity.
用很严厉的方式。
There's a very strict way to do that.
要让他记住。
And the way that he can remember, he or she can remember.
然后随时管教。
And also do it promptly, anytime, every time.
当我们的孩子去偷一支铅笔的时候，我们就要管教。
When a child to try to steal a one pencil, we need discipline teach him.
当我们的孩子口里说出第一个脏字的时候，我们就要管教。
When our child spit out the first dirty word from his or her mouth, we need discipline them.
我们就要让他记得。以后再也不能说这样的脏字。
We want them to remember never ever again say such a dirty word.
我们就要让他记得以后再也不能这样偷别人的东西。
And we want to them to remember never ever to take away or steal other people's stuff.
当我们的孩子说出第一句哪怕最小的谎言的时候。
When our child when they say the first,Even very small liar,
我们就要管教。
We need to discipline them.
我们不要说这有什么关系呢。
We don't want to say, "Oh, this is fine."
所有的小孩子都是这样的。
All children is like this.
我告诉你，不是所有的孩子都是这样的。
I tell you, it's not all the children is like this.
就是你面前这个孩子，你的孩子是这样的。
It's your child, the one standing in front of you is like this.
管教他。
You need to teach him.
让他不要以后说出更多的谎言。
So that lets him to speak more liars.
随时管教。
So teach him or her every time, everywhere.
华人有一个很错误的想法。
Chinese actually has a very wrong idea.
哦，这样说可能有点武断了啊。
Maybe it's a little subjective.
就是有些父母说呢，这个树大，它自然就直了。
And in Chinese, their saying is that when the tree grew up big, then it will naturally grow straight.
啊，你树可能是这样的。
A tree may like this, maybe like this.
但你的我们的孩子不是树啊。
But our children are not trees.
我们的孩子是人呐。
They are person. They are people.
我们的孩子有自由意志。
They have their own free will.
树没有自由意志的。
The tree doesn't have that free will.
树永远向着阳光生长，向着上生长。
Tree always grew up to chase the sun, so they will go straight.
人不是树。
And the people are not tree.
人会偏行己路的。
And people will walk astray according to the Bible.
人不总是自然地向着光明去，人会自然地向着黑暗去。
People are not naturally chasing the light, but a lot of time we chasing the darkness.
啊，所以有人说树大，它自然直。
So when we say the tree grew big, it will naturally getting straight.
可能对，可能不对。
May be right, may be wrong.
但是对于人，对于小孩子，一定不对。
But apply this to people will be definitely wrong.
孩子要被管教。
So children need to be disciplined.
他不会小时候是一个撒谎的孩子，长大就变成一个诚实的人。
A children cannot be a person that when he was young, he tell lies, and then when he grow up, he become honest person.
小时候是个自私的人，长大变成一个慷慨无私的人。
And when he was young, he's a selfish person. And then when he grew up, he become a selfishlessness person.
我们不要怀着这样侥幸的心理。
We don't want to have this kind of heart to try to just bet the odds.
很多人就是用这样的借口来告诉自己逃避管教孩子的责任。
See, a lot of times we use this excuse to.Help us to justify our way to escape the responsibility of disciplining our child.
不可逃避管教孩子的责任。
So you cannot escape, you cannot have excuse to run away from the responsibility.
当我们有一天面对上帝，向上帝交账，为着我们的孩子交账的时候。
One day when we face our Creator, face our God, when we are accountable for our children,
我们不能说是孩子的学校不好。
We cannot say that he went to a bad school.
我们不能说是我们居住的那个小区不好。
We cannot say that the place we live, the neighborhood, is not very good.
我们不能说，哎呀，我总是把孩子送到这个地方，送到那个地方，是他们不好，他们没有把我的孩子管好。
I cannot say I send this my children to this organization, that camp, but they didn't do a good job to teach our child.
上帝说，你是父母啊。
And God will say, "What、well, you are the parents."
上帝是把这个孩子托付在我们父母的手中。
God entrusts that child into our hands, our parents' hand.
没有托付在学校。
God didn't give entrust that responsibility to school.
没有托付到别人的手中。
It didn't entrust this responsibility to the other people.
没有人去管教别人家的孩子，我是说正常的父母哈，没有正常的父母管教别人家的孩子，超过管教自己家的孩子。
对 ，if I'm saying if it's a normal parents, probably he will not try to discipline other people's children more than discipline his own children.
因为我们要为我们的孩子一生负责。
Because we're responsible for their whole life.
我们对别人家的孩子，上帝没有给我们那么大的负担和责任。
For other people's children, God didn't entrust us with such a big responsibility.
所以，在这个母亲节的时候，我希望我们在座的母亲也有父亲。
And so, in this Mother's Day, I hope that our mothers, and of course, include fathers.
我们没有权利逃避我们管教孩子的责任。
I just remind that we don't have the right to escape, get run away from the responsibility.
没有任何借口。
We don't have an excuse.
孩子是我们生的。
And children is born out of us.
孩子身上带着我们的血液。
They have our blood.
我们要为孩子一生负责。
And we will be responsible for the whole life.
我们从圣经中来看两个例子。
And I want to share with you that two examples from Bible.
首先我们会看到大祭司以利的例子。
And first I want to see that the Eli's example.
我们知道在撒母耳还年幼的时候，那个时候以利是大祭司。
You know, in the Bible that when Samuel is young,Eli is the great priest in the temple.
但是以利的两个儿子是非常邪恶的人。
But Eli's two sons actually are very wicked person.
他们去抢夺神的祭物。
And they grab the things was offered to the temple.
他们甚至就在会幕前面跟等候的妇女去淫乱。
And they even commit adultery with the woman in the temple.
是不是做父亲的以利对孩子没有管呢？
As that Eli didn't discipline his sons.
我们来看一处圣经的经文，在撒母耳记上。
Let's look at the passage, the First Samuel.
第二章二十二到二十四节。
That's verse chapter 2, verse 22 to 24. You can see it on the screen.
我给大家读一下。
I just read it and you can look at it on the screen.
以利年甚老迈，听见他两个儿子带以色列众人的事，又听见他们与会幕门前侍候的妇女苟合，他就对他们说，你们为何行这样的事呢？我从众百姓听见你们的恶行，我儿啊，不可这样。我听见你们的风声不好，你们使耶和华的百姓犯了罪。从这里看呢，以利好像是管教了他的孩子，说了几句。
From this passage, it seems like Eli actually disciplined his child and say something to them.
但是是不是用杖管教呢？
But it's not like a discipline with a rod.
不是的。
It's obviously it's not.
显然他的孩子把他的话把父亲的话也当耳旁风。
Obviously, I think here his son really didn't hear that word seriously.
为什么？因为圣经告诉我们以利年甚老迈了。
And why? Because that passage made it clear, and at that time, Eli was very old.
孩子长大了。
Their son is already grown up.
成年了。
They are adults.
父亲那个时候管不了他们了。
Father cannot have the power to discipline them.
以前你做什么去了呢？
Before, did you do anything?
孩子还小的时候你做什么去了？
While they are still young, have you disciplined them?
后来神差派使者就对以利说，你尊重你的两个儿子过于尊重神。
And actually, the Bible recorded that God actually sent a message to Eli, said, you honor your sons more than honor me.
神人就对以利说，你的两个儿子必定同一天死。
And the message basically continued, said, two of your sons will die at the same day.
后来果然他的两个儿子同一天就死了。
And that is true, later on, these two sons will die on the same day.
因为他宠爱溺爱自己的孩子。
Because he pampers, he indulges his son.
他看他的孩子比神更重要。
He honors his son more than honor God.
结果有一天他再去想劝他的孩子已经没有用了。
So one day he tried to tell them something and tried to discipline them, but this is no use at all.
所以在箴言十九章十八节告诉我们，趁有指望管教你的孩子。
That's why Proverbs 19:18 said, "While there's still hope, discipline your child, chasing your child."
你的心不可任他死亡。
And do not set your heart on his destruction.
以利在这件事情上面，他彻底的失败了。
Eli actually completely failed in this thing.
当孩子小的时候，他溺爱孩子，宠爱孩子。
When their child, when his son is young, he just pamper them and indulge them.
他看孩子比看神更重要。
And he see God is much, see their child, his two sons much important than God.
有一天等他老了
，One day he was very old.
他再管不了他的孩子。
It's no longer you will be able to discipline them, chasing them.
他的眼睁睁看着他的孩子走向堕落，走向灭亡。
He only can watch them on the path of destruction and falling.
无能为力了。
And has no power to change anything.
我们每一个做父母的，好好体会以利那时候老迈他的心情。
So every parents, I want you to get in the shoes of Eli when he was old and his mood and his emotion at that moment.
这两个儿子小的时候一定是很可爱的。
And if you think about these two sons when they're young, they must be very lovely.
哇，抱在怀里，哇，我有两个儿子，白白胖胖的。
Hold them and the two sons, and it's lovely, white and fat.
几十年之后，你看着他们被仇敌同一天的杀死。
But many years later.You watch them will be killed by their enemies.
他们变成了尸体。
And they become a corpse.
以利那时候他的心何等的痛苦。
Think about how hurtful that Eli would be at that time.
眼睁睁看着孩子灭亡。
He watched his sons.
他那时候说两句话完全没有用了。
At that time he say something but has no use.
因为他错过了机会。
Because he missed the opportunity.
我们再看圣经中另外一位母亲。
I want to see another example in the Bible recorded as a mother.
这一个母亲呢就是雅各的妈妈利百加。
This mother is basically Jacob's mother, Rebecca.
我给大家来读一下这段经文比较
长。And this is a long passage. I will read it through and you can see it on the screen.
在创世纪二十七章第一节到第二十五节。
It's Genesis 27:1-25.
以撒年老，眼睛昏花，不能看见，就叫了他大儿子以扫来说：“我儿。”以扫说：“我在这里。”他说：“我如今老了，不知道哪一天死。现在拿你的器械，就是箭囊和弓，往田野去为我打猎。”照我所爱的做成美物拿来给我吃，使我在未死之先给你祝福。以撒对他儿子以扫说话，利百加也听见了。以扫往田野去打猎，要得野味带来，利百加就对他儿子对不起雅各说，我听见你父亲对你哥哥以扫说，你去把野兽带来做成美物给我吃。 我好在未死之先在耶和华面前给你祝福。现在我儿，你要照着我所吩咐你的听从我的话，你到羊群里去给我拿两只肥山羊羔来，我便照你父亲所爱的给他做成美味，你拿着你父亲你拿到你父亲那里给他吃，使他在未死之先给你祝福。雅各对他母亲利百加说，我哥哥以扫浑身是有毛的，我身上是光滑的，倘若我父亲摸着我，必认我为欺哄人的，我就遭咒诅不得祝福。他母亲对他说，我儿，你遭的咒诅归到我身上，你只管听我的话，去把羊羔给我拿来。他便去拿来交给他母亲，他母亲就照他父亲所爱的做成美物。利百加又把家里所存大儿子以扫上好的衣服给他小儿子雅各穿上，又用山羊羔皮包在雅各的手上和颈项的光滑处，就把所做的美物和饼交在他儿子雅各的手里。雅各到他父亲那里说，我父亲。他说，我在这里。我儿，你是谁？雅各对他父亲说，我是你的长子以扫，我已照你所吩咐我的行了，请起来坐着吃我的野味，好给我祝福。以撒对他儿子说，我儿，你如何找得这么快呢？他说，因为耶和华你的神使我遇见好机会得着了。以撒对雅各说，我儿，你近前来，我摸摸你，知道你真是我的儿子以扫不是。雅各就挨近他父亲以撒，以撒摸着他说，声音是雅各的声音，手却是以扫的手。以撒就辨不出他来，因为他手上有毛，像他哥哥以扫的手一样，就给他祝福，又说，你真是我儿子以扫吗？他说，我是。以撒说，你递给我，我好吃我儿子的野味，又给你祝福。雅各就递给他，他便吃了，又拿酒给他，他也喝了。这段经文让我们看见一个妈妈和她的儿子联手去欺骗这个孩子的父亲，也就是这个妈妈的丈夫这件事情。
And this story actually tell one thing. There's a mother and a son. They kind of join together to cheat the father.
这个妈妈利百加爱不爱她的儿子雅各呢？
So Rebecca, does Rebecca love Jack?
非常的爱。
Yeah, she loved him very much.
爱到什么地步？就是儿子啊，你如果撒这个谎，你如果受了咒诅，这个咒诅归在妈妈身上。
And she basically said, well, because of this lie, if there's a curse, I will take that curse.
这个妈妈爱儿子的心，哇，愿意为儿子去承受咒诅，她都愿意的。
And this mother actually loved this, her child, and she was willing to take the curse.
这个妈妈真的是爱儿子。
She really loves, her son.
她为了她这个儿子雅各，她能骗她的丈夫。
And for the son, she can actually cheat her husband.
但是这个爱是错误的爱。
But this love actually is the wrong kind of love.
她教她儿子撒谎。
She actually teach her son to lie.
她鼓动她的儿子去撒谎。
She actually encouraged her son to lie.
她自己也撒谎。
And she lied as well.
所以圣经告诉我们，爱一定是从真理来，合乎真理的爱。
So Bible tells us that love has to become out of the truth. And in truth we have a love.
所以神就是爱。
So Bible said God is love.
因为神在他那里有真理。
Because in God there is a truth.
所以从神出来的是爱，是真正的爱。
So the things out of God is a true love.
圣经从来没有说爱就是上帝。
Bible never say love is God.
圣经告诉我们，神是爱。
Bible says God is love.
因为有一个前提，在神那里是有真理的。
Because there is a foundation, because in God there is a truth.
啊，哥林多前书十三章告诉我们，爱是不喜欢不义，只喜欢真理。
And First Corinthians chapter 13 said that love is dislike the iniquity and but love the truth.
今天很多的人用爱做借口，去做很多很邪恶的事情。
Today there's a lot of people in the name of love do a lot of terrible things.
或者做很多很错的事情。
And or do some very wrong thing.
利百加在这里爱他的儿子。
Rebecca here, of course, loved her child.
但这个儿子，但这个爱是错误的。
But her love actually is wrong.
她教唆她的儿子去撒谎。
She basically teach her child to lie.
有些弟兄姊妹熟悉圣经的可能就会说，她这样做不是正好成就神的旨意吗？
And a lot of brothers and sisters familiar with the Bible said, well, she doing this is just fulfill the will of God, right?
因为上帝不早就说了吗？上帝喜欢雅各，不喜欢以扫吗
？Because God already said that God loves Jacob than Esau.
这段经文告诉我们，罪人无论多么愚昧，罪人无论多么诡诈，都无法破坏上帝的旨意。
And but these things we have to look at that way. This basically tells no matter sin how corrupted, they cannot alter the will of God.
以撒是一个敬畏上帝的人。
Isaac is a person who actually honors God.
利百加诚诚实实的告诉以撒。
Rebecca honestly tell Isaac.
上帝这样告诉我。
And if he said God told me like this.
当我怀这两个孩子的时候，上帝这样告诉我。上帝喜欢这个雅各，上帝不喜欢这个以扫。这个妈妈诚诚实实的把上帝给她的启示告诉她的丈夫。
Because Isaac is a person under God, so if Rebecca be honestly tell when she conceived this two boy and God gave him the message that God loved Jacob than Esau,
不要加很多。他自己的想法，他自己的诡诈加在里面。
She actually don't. She can just honestly tell her husband about this. She don't have to add her own trick to it.
对上帝要有信心。
And to God, we have to have faith.
对他的丈夫要有信任。
And he has to trust his husband.
他的丈夫是一个敬畏神的人。
His husband is a person honors God.
你想那么多干什么呢
？Why you?Play so many tricks to make that happen.
今天很多时候我们撒谎，我们骗人，为什么呢
？Today, a lot of times we tell liars, we cheat people. Why?
你想多了。
And a lot of time you think too much.
你就说实话。
If you just tell the truth,
你看看会怎么样
？See what happened.
就说实话。
Just tell the truth.
神在掌权。
God is in control.
你比上帝更聪明吗
？Are you wise than a God?
上帝做不到他想做的事情吗
？God cannot accomplish that what he want to accomplish.
比要安静。
And you could be kind of still, rest.
我们得能力在于归回安息。
When we have a strength, is because we can rest in God.
不要想多了。
Do not just think elaborate too much.
更不要做多了。
More than that, don't do extra things that you are not supposed to do.
亚伯拉罕的妻子撒拉，以前叫撒莱，曾经也是这样的。
And Abraham's wife, Sarah, of course called Sarah, it's like that too.
她看见上帝给她丈夫应许，要给她丈夫的后裔像天上的星星、海边的沙那么多。
When he heard that God gave his husband the promise that his descendant would be a multitude and like the sand on the ocean and the star in the sky.
或者撒拉就说，哎，这个应许怎么到现在还没有成就啊？我的丈夫已经老迈了， so, 我还没有给他生孩子。
Sarah basically think, well, this promise doesn't happen because Abraham's getting older. I'm getting older. I still didn't bear a child of him.
结果他就想多了
，so she elaborated more.
然后他就把自己的这个女仆使女就送到她丈夫的床上。
So basically, she come up with a method help God. He send her maid to Abraham.
引起几千年人类历史的悲剧。
And because of her action, actually caused a lot of conflict through the history of human mankind.
以斯玛利、以撒的后裔世代相争，一直到今天。
And so this two Ismaili and the descendant of Isaac will be kind of fight with each other until today.
所以，上帝重重的管教雅各。
So, for that particular case, we see Jacob lied to his father. Actually, in his life, God's hand is heavily on Jacob.
雅各欺骗他的父亲，欺骗了一次。
Jacob cheated his father just once.
结果雅各的舅舅骗他骗十次。
And Jacob's uncle cheated Jacob 10 times.
雅各骗他的父亲这个谎言，第二天以扫回来，他哥哥以扫回来，这个谎言就揭穿了。
And when Jacob cheated his father, and of course the second day when his brother come back, this lie actually just exposed.
但是雅各的十个儿子骗雅各，骗他们的父亲，骗了几十年呢。
And but Jacob's 10th son actually cheated Jacob for so many years.
雅各这一次欺骗他的父亲，从此他就逃亡了。
And since this time Jacob cheated his father, he is running away.
从此再没有见到他的母亲了。
He no longer see his mother.
那最爱最爱他的母亲，再也没有见到。
The mother that who loved him very much.He's never got a chance to see her again.
后来雅各回顾自己的一生，他说是又少又苦啊。
When Jacob recalled his life, he said, "My life is short and less."
上帝爱雅各吗
？And does God love Jacob?
当然爱。
Yes, God loved Jacob.
上帝就被称为亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各的上帝。
Because God is called God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
上帝爱雅各
God loved Jacob.
所以上帝重重地管教他。
So God have heavily disciplined him.
希伯来书十二章六节说，因为主所爱的，他必管教，又鞭打凡所收纳的儿子。
So the Hebrew 12:6 said, whom the Lord loves, he chastens, and scolds every son whom he receives.
上帝爱雅各
God loved Jacob.
他管教
but he chastened him.
重重的管教
It's a very heavy discipline upon him.
鞭打
And he actually it's the scourge.
不像那个老迈的以利轻飘飘说两句话
It's not like a Eli and just say something.
雅各后来他十个儿子就把他最爱的那个小儿子约瑟卖到埃及去做奴隶了十七岁约瑟十七岁就卖到埃及做然后这十个儿子回来就骗他们的父亲雅各
Jacob 10 sons they sold their youngest brother Joseph sold them to Egypt and then they come back 10 of them together cheat their father
然后他们把约瑟的衣服啊染上了这个羊的血呀、啊，就给他父亲说：“你看，你的这个儿子约瑟被野兽吃了。”
They took the Joseph's clothing and put some blood of a sheep and then take it to their father. Hey, look, your son was eaten by animals.
后来雅各当时就说：“我不想活了，我悲悲惨惨的要下阴间了。”
And Jacob at that time said, "I don't want to live anymore. I was so sad. I want to go to hell."
那么。第二，这个谎言第二天有没有揭穿呢
？And if you think about this, this lie, it's not like Jacob's lie. Second day will be exposed.
没有。
This lie is not exposed the second day.
一直到约瑟后来当了埃及的宰相，三十岁，然后又七年的丰年过去，然后到灾年，然后他们兄弟们几次下埃及，然后最后把父亲带来。算一下至少二十年以上
So if you count the time when this lie being exposed is that when Joseph is 30 years become a prime minister and the 7 good years and the 7 bad years started and all those add together at least more than 20 years
最后雅各才发现原来我的十个儿子骗我骗几十年呢。
And after 20 years, Jacob finds that my 10 sons actually cheated together, joined together, cheated me for 20 some years.
啊，所以我看到雅各，我知道上帝有时候管教人、试炼人，真的对人有益处啊。
So if you look at Jacob, and I just thinking when God disciplines us, is really for the benefit of us.
雅各有一个强壮的心脏。
And Jacob has a very strong heart.
哇，没有心脏病。
He probably doesn't have a heart attack.
心脏很强大。
He's a very strong heart, I guess.
他承受了。
And he endures this.
但是我们想，这是多么难以承受啊。
But if you think about it, it's very hard to endure, to handle.
所以雅各这一生啊，在地上一生过得不快乐的。
So if you think about Jack and his life on earth, actually is not that happy.
但是雅各在永恒里面是被上帝饶恕和赦免的。
But we have to understand that Jack in the eternity, he was forgiven by God.
但是雅各在地上要因为他犯的罪，要被上帝管教，要被上帝刑罚。
But on the earth, in this life, because of a sin,He is disciplined, heavily disciplined by God, by the hand of God.
上帝是公义公平的。
God is just and fair.
上帝不溺爱他的孩子。
God do not pamper his child.
上帝管教他的孩子。
God actually chasten and also teach discipline his children.
我们身上有一个钉子，这个钉子拔出来，这个伤口一直会在那个地方。
If there's a nail into our body, we can pull the nail out, but the wound will be still there.
啊，我们身上被砍了一刀，上帝医治我们。
If we have a cut in our body and God can heal it,
但是那个痛苦、那个伤疤一直在那里。
But the pain, the scar will be there.
大卫犯罪带来的后果 就临到他的家里。
We all know David committed the sin, and we all know how the consequence bring that because of a sin bring upon to his family.
上帝说大卫是合神心意的人。
And God said that David is the person that knows my heart.
但是上帝对大卫没有一点手软的。
But God's discipline and David is no any less.
地上的父亲，我们有时候智慧不够。
Earthly father or mother, we may not have enough wisdom.
但是我们天上的父亲有最高的智慧。
But our heavenly father has the most high wisdom.
他要给我们永恒的益处。
And it gave us the eternal benefit.
所以我们在地上的日子，我们要被管教。
So our life on earth will be disciplined.
雅各的一生在人看来在地上其实是不快乐的。
Jacob's life, if you look at it from a human point of view, it's not very happy.
经常的被人骗。
And I was be cheated all the time, be lied to all the time.
被他的最亲近的人、最信任的人骗，他的儿子骗。
And also he was lied to and cheated by the most closest person.
他为什么他的人生为什么会成这个样子
？Why is life like this？
他的妈妈要负有责任的、
啊。Because his mother actually bears some responsibility, bear the responsibility.
他妈妈以爱为借口，鼓动这个孩子去犯罪、去撒谎。
His mother Rebecca actually in the name of love to encourage him to lie.
啊，今天很多时候我们以爱为借口，什么都敢做。
Today, sometimes we.In the name of love, we can do anything.
啊，我爱他，我这是出于爱的。
Because I love him, and I out of love.
啊，我把上帝的话、上帝的诫命丢在一边。
And because of I love him, we cast away all the God's command, God's word.
啊，我问心无愧啊，我这是爱他，我不要害他。
I have no guilty in my heart because I love him.
但是有一个事实我忘记了，我们的智慧不够。
But there's one fact we forgot is that we don't have enough wisdom.
利百加的智慧不够。
Rebecca actually doesn't have that wisdom.
她认为她爱孩子，她把她最好的能够为孩子做的，她都为孩子做，结果让她的孩子 走上一条很坎坷的人生道路。
She thinks that she loves her child and she do whatever she can do to help her child to reach that, but she don't realize that actually that leads her child into a very bumpy, rumpy road of his life.
妈妈利百加也被上帝重重的管教。
And Rebecca herself actually be heavily disciplined by God as well.
就这一次撒谎之后，雅各逃亡，然后利百加一直到死就再也没有见过雅各了。
Since this lie and Jacob has to flee from his house, and since then Rebecca never ever until her death see Jacob again.
他最爱的乖儿子。再也见不到了。
The son he loved the most, she loved the most, and she is no longer be able to see him.
天天见到的是谁？
And every day she faces
被她欺骗过的丈夫。
And every day she faces is the husband that she cheated.
可以说被她欺骗，甚至可以说被她出卖的大儿子。
And also she has to face.That he cheated or she betrayed the older son.
这个妈妈以后会有快乐吗？
And if you think about, does her life will have a joy?
她给丈夫心里造成的伤害，她给她的大儿子心里造成的伤害。
It's the hurt that she put in her husband and her older son.
一直就在那个地方。
It's always there.
所以这个妈妈接下来的日子一定是很苦很苦的。
So think about that.Mother's life will be very bad.
她的丈夫可能不会去虐待她，她的大儿子不会去虐待她。
Maybe her husband will not mistreat her, or her son may not be just blame her.
但是这个妈妈，她的心很难再快乐起来。
But her heart, I believe, is probably very difficult to be joyful again.
我们今天来在母亲节的时候，我们来思想母亲的爱。
Today, when we thinking about the love of a mother,
利百加很爱她的儿子。
Rebecca loved her son.
但是她的爱是错误的爱。
But she actually did it in the wrong way.
是溺爱。
She actually pampered indulgent.
利百加把她认为最好的要给她的儿子。
She thinks that she gave her best to Jack.
结果他带自己的孩子走上了一条很曲折的人生之路。
But she actually that because of her action, his son actually goes through a very difficult path of her life.
感谢神，上帝给我们有永恒的拯救。
Thank God that God give us an eternal salvation.
我们更是要感谢神，上帝给我们圣经，告诉我们在这个地上该应该怎样的生活。
We also want to thank God that God give us a Bible and teach us how do we live our life in this life on earth.
我们要在地上按神的心意去生活，去那样的管教我们的孩子。
And this life, this on earth life, we need according to the will of God to discipline, to chasten our children.
我们一起来做一个祷告。
Let's pray together.
我们在天上的阿爸父，我们感谢你，赞美你。
Our Heavenly Father, we thank you, we praise you.
我们今天。我们特别的为在座的妈妈们、母亲们来祷告。
Today we especially pray for the mothers here.
感谢神给我们在座的妈妈们、母亲们有这种美丽的母性的爱。
We thank God that God gave us all our mothers that gave us a beautiful the mother, the love of a mother.
我们要求神给我们在座的母亲妈妈们也有从神来的智慧。
We also pray that God give us all the mother here the wisdom from God.
让我们对儿女的爱真是从神的真理来的爱。
So that our love towards our children are the love truly from the truth of God.
我们也求神给我们在座的父亲母亲有这样的信心。
And we also ask God gave us here the mother and fathers such a faith.
让我们趁还有指望的时候，我们管教我们的孩子。
So we that chasing and discipline our children while we still hope.
不要看着我们孩子灭亡。
And don't set our heart on their destruction.
我们这样的祷告奉主耶稣基督圣名。
Such a prayer is in the name of Christ.
Amen.
Amen.